Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday, and I know that everybody's looking forward to the weekend. I'm excited to bring you our wonderful guest today, and we're going to talk about all things motivation, all things health, all things fitness, and so much more. Welcome to the show today, Dr. Lubin.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. I love this.
Yes, it's so wonderful to have you here. Let's tell the audience a little bit about what it is that you do, because you do a lot of different things.
Right. I call myself a well-being coach, and really what that is I'm taking from three different areas that I think are very important to integrate together. So one is kind of the physical aspect of our health and our well-being. Another is kind of the what I would call the spiritual aspect, which is connecting to something that's larger than us, which could be nature. It could be through the way in which we tap into our spiritual, whatever that is, whether it's the nature, God, spirit, divine energies, whatever that is. It could be through journaling, it could be through meditation. But I do a practice around journaling. So I have a journal. I have four journals that I've created based on the seasons. And then I have these journaling wisdom circles. And then the last thing that I'm doing is I do speaking, and really because I want to help people. I want to help people so that they feel better, you know, like every day. So resiliency, how do we build emotional, physical, spiritual resiliency? And so that's really how I'm tapping into two basic things, but they're very, to me, integrated. So I mean, I could go on. I do things around passion. I'm a trainer for the passion test. And the passion test is a process to help you get really clear about what your five passions are or the things that are most important to you. So I'm a trainer as well. So I love to speak to, you know, people like you, Cornelia, and to all your listeners. This is what I get so excited about.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you're here because you and I, we go back to the Passion Test family, which I joined the Passion Test family back in 2008 is when I became a Passion Test facilitator. So that is a wonderful practice to really find out what your passion is. And then also, you are also I'm in your class and you're also part of my group.
That's right. My gosh, I'm in the KS Media Group app and a mastermind that we have together with other amazing experts.
I just feel so good that we're together now. Mm-hmm. And that we're doing this work, which is helping people get healthy, helping people get fit, stay healthy, helping people move into the abundance of their true self, right?
Yeah.
Because
beautiful.
Really, that's what it is that you're doing with your wisdom circles, with your journaling circles. It's really about connecting deep into your inner being and discovering what that voice is, what wants to be heard, what needs to be acknowledged from our past that has to be released. Mm-hmm. When you first heard the intro today, that intro was written back in 2017 when I started podcasting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So can you believe that, you know, that is still so relevant today?
It
everything
is.
that was said there. And every time when I look, every year when I look at, do I want to change this intro? Do I want to change this now? And it's always, no, this is
this is, it's timeless information, right?
Right.
So today what we want to do is we want to talk about tips on how to integrate our body and soul using a committed and fun practice. We want to get out of the old rut of not feeling good and seeing muscle atrophy. How do you say that?
Atrophy.
Atrophy. Okay.
Atrophy. That's like when the muscles are diminished.
Right.
And disappear.
Right. And we want to be able to see it.
We want to see our muscles build up, right? That's
Yeah, we want to see, well, like when Susan does her thing,
and
right. She does this, right? Oh,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
And we see, yeah. And so, and what is it that, you know, as we age, what motivates people? And what is it that we need to stay inspired and physically strong? This is what we are talking about today, to find out what we can do for ourselves to get stronger, to be more physically fit and present, and have a really strong immune system. Because right now, we were talking about it before we came on today, there's a lot of people that are getting sick right now.
Yeah. Yeah, the flu is, you know, off the charts, the influenza, you know, all kinds of respiratory things, especially for children right now. And, you know, it's happening if you're a grandparent, or if you're a parent, or if you're, you know, aunt and uncle, whatever, and you're with kids or you're with other people right now. We're, you know, we've been so protected for so many years, last couple of years from the pandemic, this third year now, seems like we have to build up our immune system in a different way, right? So I do know some people who are sick, and I actually think that there's some simple things that we can do that could really help support us, so that even if we do get sick, we bounce back faster, right? So, and that's why I actually exercise, because I want to, you know, let's get real. Somebody listening might be getting sick. And if they do, then these are some of the things that you could be doing. So, for example, I mean, some simple things is, are you getting enough rest? And, you know, this is something that many people don't seem to get enough of. So you need 7 to 9 hours a night. How many of you are getting that, right, Cornelia? I need about 8.
Me too. Preferably 9. You know, 9 is like optimal.
Nice.
9 is optimal, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And we all know, you know, what we need, but most of us are staying up too late or getting up too early,
yeah,
and not getting, you know, that really deep rest that we need. I also know that, you know, there's things that you can take, which, you know, if you believe in vitamin C or elderberry, I sometimes take these little elderberry gummies, and it supports your immune system. You know, having a good protein source and eating enough protein. We actually, just to stay strong and healthy, and especially if you do bodybuilding, strength training, that kind of thing, which is what I love to do, and I know you, Cornelia, also do. So that is really important, that we're getting half of the amount of protein that we need is half of our body weight, just about. It's a little less than that, or a little more than that, excuse me. So if you're like 150 pounds, mm-hmm, then you're going to need about 120 grams of protein. Yeah. And that's actually, that's like a lot of protein. And so when we start to understand these things, then we can actually, and we are doing it on a consistent, that's an important word, don't you think? Consistent basis. Then we start to see changes. Water is another thing. I mean, these are like really basic things, but how many of you listening get enough water? I know I have to really focus on my water bottle and drinking enough. Now this, what I understand is that you want to have at least half of your body weight of ounces. So again, let's just say you're 150, then half of that is 75 ounces of water a day. So that's about 2.5 bottles of these. So, you know, we all have to just think about water. And I don't know, some wintertime, Cornelia, I don't know how about you, but drinking enough water gets harder during the winter. So flavoring the water, electrolytes, getting...
Sometimes I even like to heat up my water.
Heating up your water, very cool. Yeah, and even if you got it in like a tea, that's great.
Yeah.
You can do it that way as well. If it's caffeinated, well, that changes it a little bit, but that's better than nothing.
But even right? just drinking hot water, I mean, you know.
That's a really nice thing.
It is. It's just, you know, it's knowing that, because like you said, if it's cold and you don't want to, if you need something warm, if you don't want to do the tea, you know, you really want to just do the water. I think heating up your water is drinking hot water is fine. I mean, it's good for you. We need it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, absolutely. And, you know, when we are building our immune system, these are all the different things that we want to take into consideration. And I would definitely invite everyone to do some form of strength training. You know, for some of you, it might be Pilates. For some of you, it's going to be actually dumbbells. That's what I use. I do everything now at home. Since the pandemic, I used to go to the gym. Now, no thank you. There's just too much, you know, with other people still and the flu and all this other stuff going on, that my preference is to do it in the safety of my own home. Plus, I have everything I need now after 2 years, right? I mean...
Well, I just want to say you are a community builder, and I'm witnessing you build your communities. So your fitness community, your exercise community, exercise for health community, which I'm a part of, which I invite everyone to come and join us, to be part of a tribe, to be part of a community, to be part of that accountability, because it's really, you know, why do you think that people have workout partners? Because they keep each other accountable. Well, what's so great about what you started building during the pandemic is that you can just show up in the comfort of your own home. You don't have to go outside and get in the car and drive to the gym. So you're saving on time, you're saving on gas, you're saving on money, and you just show up. And everyone's there and we're all working out together. You come and you bring all the, you know, fitness routines that we're going to do for the day. And most of the time, it's always we're working the arms, the upper, the middle, and the core. I mean, and the lower. The upper,
right.
The lower, and the core, right?
That's right.
And yes. It's, you know, it's just so great because you don't have to... You have a whole community that's there working out with you.
Right. So instead of stopping, you go, oh gosh, everyone else is doing this, right? And you push yourself a little more. I know I do. I mean, even as the trainer, I'm definitely pushing myself while talking and trying to actually exercise. It's fantastic. I love the self-discipline as well. Because I think that is a core value that I have, is to develop greater self-discipline on all areas of my life. So starting with our health is so important, I think. And I don't know about you, Cornelia, but I just feel so much better after I work out. I feel lighter. I feel happier. I just feel like I got this, you know, it's a good day. So mental health is big. Yeah. What?
I feel like when we get done working out, I feel like I honored my body.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I honored my core values of what's important to me. And that is to build my strength, to get stronger, to get healthier.
Right.
You know, again, you have all of us looking at, what are we exercising for? What's our intention? Why are we doing it? So I'm doing it to get stronger, to get fitter. And that's my main reason for doing it. Other people have other reasons for doing it, right? Which is why you also ask us, what's your intention? What's your goal behind it?
Yeah, I mean, some people I know, even just doing any type of strength training, you're really supporting your posture. You're increasing your ability to stay balanced. And, you know, as people who are aging in their 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever it is, you know, you need to be thinking about balance a little more, right? You want to be able to, what was easy to do in your 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever it is, to, you know, get on the floor and then get up. I hear people talking like it's kind of hard in their 70s or whatever. And I thought, wow, you know, I want to kind of be prepared. I want to be proactive.
Right. Unless you are the type of person that just really loves working out, a lot of times you'll come to the class and you'll be like, oh gosh, you know, I don't want to be here. And, you know, but always when you've come through it, you always feel lighter. You feel, you know, like you did it. You did it.
Exactly.
And you feel really good. And so that's what it's about. It's about feeling good, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And that's actually what has saved me from, you know, during these last 2 to 3 years now of the pandemic, to have a much better state of mind and then be stronger on top of it, you know, doing things I couldn't do before. And I think it's really cool that we're also stimulating our brain circuitry, because when we're doing, you know, left and right sides and we're orchestrating all kinds of things with our arms, with our legs, with our core, whatever it is, we are actually building new neural pathways, which again, if you have a history of Alzheimer's or whatever, you have dementia, something in your family, this can actually help when you do strength training. I think it's just kind of amazing. And I don't know, Cornelia, I'm sure I've said this to you, but I want to make sure I say it to everyone else, that 33 out of 100 people worldwide are obese.
33?
And that's out of every 100 people are obese worldwide. And that just tells us that we're sitting way too much in our jobs, most likely. So that's a real issue. So we want to maintain a sense of balance. So if we're doing a lot of sitting, we want to be able to get up, right? Why do our Apple Watches tell us to stand? You know, it's because we're sitting too much. So to be able to get up and to build our muscles and to do these I guess you could say exercises or choreographed things that we're doing, which is not choreographed. There's no dancing involved. I don't do that. But, you know, there's a sense of a process and a routine that we're doing that breaks it up for me so that I can now sit here for a couple of hours and then get up. And then I'm doing other things. And there's also a whole big thing that people don't talk about, or they talk about it in such a way that I find it's like we swim in this cultural understanding of body image. So there's a norm for women and for men of how we're supposed to look. And it is not necessarily a reality for everybody. Okay, so for every body that is on the planet, we have different body types. So how can we begin to develop a sense of body image that we feel really good about? And Cornelia, I don't know about you, but you know, there's another study that nearly 1 out of 2 women are concerned about their body image. I'm one of them. I have had to work on, you know, either being not invisible because I wanted to be invisible, and now working into being more seen. And so body image is a big thing for women as well as for men. And it starts when we're teenagers, you know, young people.
Yeah. The beautiful thing is that when you start working out, because I want to ask you about motivation, I want to say a couple things, but when you really start working out, you know, that whole body image thing can just melt away and fall away. And the reason for that is when you look at what you're doing, that I'm working out and I'm taking care of my body today. I've done this. That's all. And you're working on it. So, you know, I have one of those boundaries that I just refuse to judge myself. It's just not okay. You know, and I would really invite all of us to remove that self body image that we have with the judgments that we put upon ourselves that really keep us in sabotage and low feeling, low self value and low self worth.
I think it's worth it you say it again, Cornelia. What do you say to yourself?
I absolutely refuse to judge myself. That's the boundary. I absolutely refuse it. Yeah. You know, because here I am. I'm working out. I'm walking. I'm doing yoga. I'm working out with you. And then, you know, with that whole self-image thing that you're talking about, this is how we're supposed to look or whatever. It's just not okay. I'm doing the best I can. I'm working on myself. I'm working out. And that is all. And I refuse to judge myself. And we know that it starts with us. So if I refuse to judge myself, then I'm not going to judge you either. So this is really where it begins, right?
Yeah, it does. And I think that was so beautifully said, because 80% of females, when they're teens, they get depressed. I mean, depression starts in middle school, really. It can start in elementary school. Because when we're shown these images and told we're supposed to look a certain way and that we'll only be accepted by looking a certain way, then also eating disorders happen.
Yeah.
And so there's this lack of body dissatisfaction, but there's also for boys the same thing. 75% of boys actually do this whole thing about internalizing body dissatisfaction, like they're, you know, they connect their worth with their body. It's fascinating. And then, you know, so their physical appearance, what, you know, how buff they look or whatever that thing is, and then their performance of how they are doing. And that's often with sports and, you know, so how much of an athlete are you? And there's a lot around if you don't have that going for you as a young boy or young man, then it can lead to anxiety and insecurity. And that is where a lot of men are dealing with. I mean, I hear this all the time from men. It's not like it just disappears. And it's the same with women.
Because I think it's what you said earlier about, what is that called when your muscle is defined and you can see the muscle?
Well, you're bulked up or your strength.
What is it? Not autophagy. What is it called?
Okay. Well, that is the opposite of what we're trying to do.
Right. So, but the men are feeling like they don't have that. You see what I mean? That's where they're feeling like, because if they're not taking care of themselves, that's right.
Mm-hmm. The muscle atrophy is definitely something that a lot of men and women. I mean, how many of us want to see our muscles sagging?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't. And it's also because I want to be able to have the adventures I want to have at any age, right? At any stage. And so what I like to tell people is, you know, and this is actually something I wrote as my own passion, was to claim my badass strength at any age. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to claim my badass strength. And I want to invite all of you to do that too.
Yeah. And we're doing that. And I want you to come back next month, Karin, and let's do another podcast and talk more, go more in depth about this. As I'm talking to you, I say we could go on, that we just have a few minutes left. But I want to be able to tell the audience where they can, because you're offering a 2-week free. So I want to first of all, when you go to my Facebook page, Cornelia Stephanie Facebook page, you, Karin, when you go there later, would you put your link in the comments for the gift, for the free opportunity where people can go for free for 2 weeks and test out your fitness class? And then you can also use it and put it on your social media for the people that are listening and that are coming back to this later. But why don't you give us your social media handles as well?
Sure. So my social media handle is Karin Lubin. So it's my name, Karin Lubin, L-U-B-I-N. And my website is also Dr. Karen. So it's, you know, Dr. and my name, KarenLubin.com. And there is a place where you can see at the very top of the website, it says exercise. And, you know, here's the thing, that you're just going to fill out the information, try out a community of like-minded people who want to feel good about themselves on all levels, body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah, you're gonna definitely feel it. It's wonderful to have your community to be a part of it. The other thing, the other place where people can find you is they can find you in the KS Media Group app. Go to your app store, go to your Play Store, download the KS Media Group app from your Apple Store, Play Store, and create your free account. And you're also going to be able to find Dr. Lubin there under the directories as well as many other amazing thought leaders from around the world that are helping you with your body, your mind, and your spirit. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Cornelia. Thank you so much for the invitation, and I would love to come back.
Yeah.
It would be really a pleasure to talk more about what the physical aspects are, what the mental, yeah. I mean, I could go into the spiritual, so I would love to do that.
Yeah, let's do that next month. I think it'll be perfect in January because, you know, people always focus on their weight in January.
Right. The goal.
It'll just go very good together. Mm-hmm. It'll work
love
well.
That.
Yeah.
I love
awesome.
That.
Well, have a wonderful holiday. You.
Yes, and you too, and everyone else listening. Thank
yeah.
you. I love
yeah.
that.
And
thank
we'll
you.
See you all again next Friday, everyone. Stay tuned now for Rosita Perez coming up next. Thanks, everyone. See you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.